A seed library is about communities sharing seeds in a way that ensures that the seeds continue to be grown. So basically, the really simple version of it is that the seeds exist in the library. People take seeds from that library, they take them home, and they grow the seeds. And at the end of the season, they take the best seeds and they give them back to the library. And that way, it keeps seeds free, it keeps them locally acclimatized, it keeps them getting grown every year, which really matters with seeds. And it means that everybody in the community, regardless of their socioeconomic status, can access fresh food.
What's not to love about that description? Why don't you lead on and you can show me where you keep the seed vault.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow. Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
Do you know what the first thing I saw, though, Heather, was Peter Kundal's beauty pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? We actually got a couple of seed stewards for that pumpkin in our community. So one of the cool things about seed libraries that I got out of a book that I read before I started this, it's by a woman called Cindy Connor, was this idea of a seed steward. And it's basically somebody who says, I'll grow that every year for the library. And it means that we have the security of knowing that even if some people who first take the seeds aren't confident seed savers, or we can't guarantee that that's definitely going to be that thing that came out of their garden, we've got some experienced seed savers who say, well, I'm going to grow that every year. So we know that's going to be here. And we actually put the names of all of the growers onto the tags. So when we are packing the seeds that go into the library, we know which person that set of seeds came from.
Is that useful to know, not only in terms of the seeds provenance, but also, I guess, the glory for the grower?
That's right. It's this idea that we kind of play around a lot with the idea of what makes an important person. And I think in this like time where a lot of the things that we look to are people who have lots of money or people who have lots of power to dominate other people, to us, what makes an important person is not necessarily somebody even whose name you know, but somebody who enabled other people to have a better life. And for me, that's what seed stewardship is about. So we know who this person is, and if we have questions about the seeds, we can contact them. But also, we know that that person has helped a group of people in the community to access food they wouldn't otherwise have been able to access.
And that's obviously meeting a really important need in the community. Right. How do you also, though, kind of ensure that someone who may not simply have the wherewithal, whether that's because of language or accessibility or literacy, know how to then know what to do with the seeds?
Yeah. So one of the things that we do is we hold get-togethers. Obviously, at the moment with COVID, we haven't had as many. But we do skill shares quite regularly where we do demonstrations of how to save seeds. So people can come for free or by donation to a seed saving demonstration and learn the skills themselves. We also have a website where we put videos or resources for people to access so that language or confidence is less of a barrier. And one of the big things with Seed Library, this Seed Library, is that we focus on something called willing offerings. So instead of saying, oh, well, this is what we need, who's going to do it? Hands up. We say, what is everyone willing to be able to do? And we start from there. So we have members who are not very people kind of people, and they just grow. And then they give us the seeds. We have a form that they fill in to tell us about the seed, and they don't come to any meetings. That's just their role is to be a grower. And then we have people who don't have gardens and they come and they just pack seeds. And we have people who, you know, have a little bit of space or, you know, it's this kind of thing, or like they come to meetings sometimes, or, you know, it's not this requirement of, oh, this is what we have to do to be able to run, because it's such a simple system. It means we try to keep everything simple, but also we focus on what people can give instead of what we think we need. And then we work from there and figure out and problem solve.
How are you supported to have you as sort of the advocate, as a seed advocate?
Yeah.
And is that through local government or are you voluntary?
Yeah, so financially we're supported mainly by volunteers. So I'm a volunteer. Everybody who comes to the pack and chat sessions is a volunteer. The Huon Valley Council actually provided funding for the shelving that we use. Milkwood provides a space for us to store the seeds, and Uru Uru House, which is a local community house, provides a space for the seed library to be. And then we also get financial donations from some of our members. Again, it's a willing offering. Some people are like, I can't come to a meeting, or I'm working really hard this year. Here's $100, you know, and that goes towards the envelopes. So the envelopes and website fees are really our only two major ongoing costs. And we feel like as long as we can cover those, we can keep going. Yeah.
It's just the most fabulous example of a circular community that like manifest in something that has come from the earth to the plate, to our stomachs, kind of ultimately then returned. And it's just a complete cycle.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's designed. And we always talk about how the seeds are teaching us how to be community members. The seeds are teaching us how to save their seeds, because they're the experts in that. But also, they're much better at working together and honouring the differences of, like, different kinds of species than we are experienced with. We kind of, community has to mean a certain thing often to people, but as we're moving into different kinds of times, we're starting to realise, well, not everyone has to offer the same thing, but different gifts that people can give make something more resilient, and plants teach us that perfectly.